From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, January 12th, 2021. COVID-19 continues to surge in Maine with 715 new cases today and 11 more deaths. Maine Senator Angus King says he supports efforts to impeach President Trump. In a statement today, he said he believes the president should be removed from office immediately. Senator Susan Collins has declined to comment on impeachment on the basis that the Senate is jury in the proceedings. Both of Maine's House members say they will plan to vote to impeach President Trump. The Maine State Police say they are taking seriously the potential for armed demonstrations at the state capitol on Inauguration Day or before. Steve Missler has more.
A statement from the Department of Public Safety says a Maine-based intelligence agency established in the wake of the 9/11 terrorist attacks has been in contact with federal counterparts, including the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. The statement mentions no specific threats, but comes on the heels of an internal FBI bulletin publicized Monday warning of the possibility of armed demonstrations at state capitals in all 50 states. Security at the Maine State House has increased following the attempted insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The State House has been closed to the public since the beginning of the pandemic, and Capitol Police have maintained a presence at the security screening area of the building. Security guards are now stationed at side entrances of the building, as well as the adjacent Cross office building. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
And state regulators have ruled that Central Maine Power can continue sending disconnection notices to households with past due balances. The decision from the Maine Public Utilities Commission follows a complaint by 10 customers and state public advocate Barry Hobbins. Hobbins says the disconnection notices are intimidating to ratepayers who may be struggling financially because of the pandemic and don't make it clear that they have several options for catching up on payments. CMP spokesperson Catherine Harnett says the notices do show how much a household owes, but
the notices also strongly encourage people and advise them that if they were to call the company, they could work out a payment arrangement.
Hobbins is calling for a moratorium on disconnection notices similar to the federal moratorium on evictions. And while it may issue notices, CMP is still not permitted to actually turn customers' power off between November 15th and April 15th without the express permission of the Public Utilities Commission. Looking at weather tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with lows in the teens to the low 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy north, otherwise mostly sunny with highs in the high 20s to high 30s. And that's today's Maine News. You can find more stories online at mainepublic.org. And join us tomorrow at 11 for Maine Calling. I'm Nora Flaherty.